Lesson 23. Your study group is learning about ethical consumerism. You have found an article you want to share. Complete the summary notes for your next meeting. Today, our world faces various problems such as climate change, food loss, and human rights violation. What if we could solve these problems through shopping? In the past, most consumers bought products based on the benefits they would receive. However, consumers today can choose to buy environmentally friendly products that are made using sustainable materials. They can also avoid buying products that harm society, for example, ones made by child labor. This new approach of creating a better world with our purchases is called ethical consumerism. Unfortunately, the concept seems to be little known in Japan. According to a 2016 survey by the Consumer Affairs Agency, less than 10% of the people surveyed were aware of the term ethical consumerism. Rika Sueyoshi, who founded the Ethical Association in Japan, became involved after seeing how much the glaciers on Mount Kilimanjaro have shrunk due to global warming. She says although the Japanese may not be aware of the concept, the same values have long been part of the Japanese culture. People in Japan value things such as caring about others and not being wasteful. The Ethical Association organizes fashion shows and clothing exchanges, as well as talks and presentations at educational institutions around Japan. According to Sueyoshi, we can start adopting ethical consumerism with things that interest us. If you are interested in fashion, you can buy clothes from companies known for being ethical. For example, British fashion retailer Marks & Spencer, M&S, scored high in a global assessment of how companies have performed in promoting human rights. M&S believes in paying a fair price to suppliers, supporting local communities, and maintaining good working conditions. It also has a map on its website that shows where products have been manufactured and working conditions at these locations. This kind of transparency helps protect workers from exploitation. Another ethical company is Patagonia, an outdoor gear manufacturer. Patagonia is known for its sustainability efforts. The company tries to help the environment by manufacturing products that are long-lasting, beautiful, and useful. In 2011, it ran an advertisement asking people to think twice before buying a new jacket. The "Don't Buy This Jacket" campaign seemed unbusinesslike. After all, the company needs people to buy its products. However, Patagonia's earnings increased to $1 billion in 2017, showing that it's possible to be ethical and still make a profit. But how do we know which products are ethical? One way is by looking at the labels. For example, a shirt may be made from organic cotton. Organic cotton is grown without chemicals that could harm the environment. By choosing a shirt that uses organic cotton instead of regular cotton, you are being an ethical consumer. There are other labels you can look for to see if an item was produced ethically. Instead of buying just any product, we can choose to buy products that are better for the planet and society. We just need to think about how a product was made, by whom, and where. If everyone only bought clothes that are good for the environment and society, companies would have to stop selling unethically produced products. In this way, we can make a difference in our planet's future.